Charlie Warner joining us, guys. One of our tight ends here with our Atlanta Falcons. Thanks to Coach Ra for stopping by. And, Charlie, we appreciate you stopping in, man. How you doing, first and foremost? I mean, I know dog fans know you got your Jordan, you got your G on, you're repping the hat. Rightfully so, the Dogs are number two in the country after the big win against Texas. But how are you doing, man? How are things going for you?
I'm good. I'm blessed, man. I'm happy to be back in my home state of Georgia, near family, playing for the team I grew up watching. And, yeah, I'm a proud Bulldog right now after last Saturday's big win. So, yeah, we're doing good.
And Charlie grew up in Raymond County, right?
Yes,
so
sir.
All the way up the sort of South Kakalaka border.
About 40 miles north here, yes, sir.
Yep. Wait, we'll get to football and the pro level first. Talk about your recruiting, man, because we talked about when Kirby came to Georgia and obviously the template changes.
Mm-hmm.
Who else were you looking at? How'd you get to UGA?
Yep, being from Raymond County, I was looking at Clemson really hard. So I was really right across the Lake Hartwell over there, and then was being recruited to Bama by Kirby, actually. And so when I'd already committed to UGA, and then Rick, the whole staff got fired,
right.
Kirby hired, so I was like, all right, I already know him, wanted to be a Bulldog anyways, and so it was kind of easy transition into Coach Smart's staff at Georgia.
Charlie, what do you see now versus when you went there? I mean, obviously Kirby's been building this, mm-hmm. right, but like, what's fundamentally do you see differently? I said this about Kirby after the game against Texas, as we're talking about the Dogs, Charlie Warner joining us. He's got an edge, right? There are a lot of college coaches that are great. They know scheme. They do all the – he's got an edge, and it translates to his team. I think you see that. But what do you think is the fundamental difference from when you got there to what you see now?
I mean, one of the biggest differences overall is the whole NIL stuff that I don't have a grasp on of how it really works
right.
with all that stuff. But for one thing, I know Coach Smart is a phenomenal recruiter and always gets such good talent in there to be able to compete in those big games and, you know, against the best teams in the country. I mean, as far as his edge, man, he's always preaching like consistency and urgency, and he's getting the best out of those players all the time. And you know, I can speak to that being there with him, and I knew he was going to get those guys up for that moment going to Texas, and we saw that happen.
The post-game interview, we must have played that audio about 10 times. I love it. There's nobody giving us a chance.
I mean, everyone voted against him. Yeah, because he was like, your own network, you know, went against me. Yeah, it was funny. That was
good. Coming here to eat.
Yeah.
I mean, and you played in that championship game at Mercedes-Benz against Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just seems like now it's Kirby's built the depth up where you've got, like, you know, two defensive lines against start. And now it gets to the point where if you're not starting – with transfer portal, you're out,
yeah.
and you're going to go somewhere else and play. It's got to make it harder for the coach.
It's bizarre, yeah. I mean, I talked to Kirby about it. He's like, recruiting is every day. It's 365 days of the year now because you got, you know, some kid who might not be happy and might want to get out of there because he's not getting the snaps he wants or something. So he's like, it's year-round, and can't imagine how demanding and exhausting that can be. But he's obviously proving that he's doing a good job because of the depth that he still has, so.
Yeah, it's. I've said this. You re-recruit the kids that you spent 2 years on to get.
It's free agency
every year.
February, January. Yeah, it's. I mean, even during the season, it's happening. So,
what would you have angled for a deal? By the way, I mean, would it have been chicken fingers? Would it have been automotive in nature?
I can't even imagine, honestly. Like having what's going on with the NIL and with the money, with offers of you. I just honestly can't even wrap my head around an 18-year-old Charlie Warner being offered something. I don't know what I would do.
Yeah. 10 years later, Charlie Warner is an NFLer doing his thing for our Atlanta Falcons. So let's talk about the tight end room, man. We had on Kyle Pitts a couple of weeks ago. We told him we needed more Pitts. He laughed. He says, I'm not going to tell Coach that. I'm not my job. But tell us what you see with a dude like that being around him. We were here for camp every day, Charlie, watching you guys work. Mm-hmm. We've seen you guys put in the work. And just curious from your perspective, from a teammate, what you see with a guy like Kyle Pitts?
Yeah, man, Kyle. I mean, gosh, everyone can knows and sees it, man. He's just he's a very dynamic player. And big reason he was drafted so high, and I really enjoy being in the room with him. And obviously, whenever y'all had the interview, I think his stats weren't very high then, but I know he's got a lot more catches since. And yeah, we're all on the entire offense trying to learn, you know, continue to learn and develop under Zach with his offense and figure out week to week. So yeah, it's been fun to learn and do that with Kyle in the tight end room.
You come from the 49ers, which is one of the great organizations in the league, and you had a young quarterback in Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like with Kirk Cousins? Because every time we speak with Kirk, it's just I've not seen a guy like this in this building. Just
yeah.
so outgoing and just so much fun to be around.
Yeah, I feel like Brock and Kirk are a lot different. What am I trying to say here? Like they're very different people, but they're also very same at the same time. Like, Brock is kind of a younger Kirk on the football field, but then Kirk is definitely a very playful kind of guy, and so is Brock. But they're very similar and very alike in a lot of ways, and so I see a lot of both of them. And with some similarities and differences. I'm not explaining that very well, but no. I really enjoyed my time with Brock.
We always joke around about Shanahan, Carl, when he was here as our OC. Mm-hmm. It just seems like, compared to, I mean, all playbooks, but it just seems like, is it next level with Shanahan? Is it much stuff to deal with, or is it just they just execute it better?
It was definitely a lot to, a big playbook, right, for sure. And then I guess by the time I got there, Kyle had been there for 3 years, I think, just lost that Super Bowl in 19. And so, really, he just had the culture was really set there, and it was intense under Kyle. But man, I really enjoyed it, and really enjoyed my time there.
What'd you learn under a guy like Kittle?
Learned a lot, man. Learned that the run game is first and foremost the most important thing to do. I mean, if you want to be in his opinion, it was, if you want to be a good tight end, you got to be able to be a run blocker and help the run game, because that always opens up the play action for you and opens up the entire pass game for the entire offense, which helps you win Super Bowls and get to the playoffs. So
yeah, and that's what you're doing a hell of a job here with our team doing that. Charlie Warner joining us, guys. Our Atlanta Falcons, one of our tight ends, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, live in the Ticketmaster Studios as we talk about this upcoming game. We just saw these guys, right? Tampa a couple of weeks ago, crazy outcome. I mean, yep. I know you were running to the end zone too, right?
I was in that dog pile. Yeah, I jumped on red, and I haven't really been a part of a dog pile. Maybe since like high school. It's been a while. That was fun. Yeah.
That locker room we were going bananas. It seemed like a high school locker room.
Oh yeah, we were all waiting on red to walk in. We had all the water bottles and just dousing the entire place with water. It was a lot of fun.
It is, and hopefully we get another win on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think about this team. Like, we were talking to Rob about this, and he said, look, games don't play out the same way in the NFL, right? We're not going to get a 36-30 or 40 game, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So what do you see with their defense? I know you guys probably watched a film from the other night with the Ravens. They had a great game against them. How do you feel about what we need to do heading into Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I know, like, last game, I think we threw for – Kirk broke the record, whatever. I don't know if the game's going to turn out that way or if we run the ball for 400 yards. I don't know. I know that our offense will find a way. I know they have a really good D-line. I mean, their defense is really good. I know they lost a couple receivers the other night, but their defense is really good. And so whatever we have to win, I know we're going to adapt and do what we got to do to find the win, whether it's throwing for 500 or running for whatever we got to do.
Charlie, how's your body holding up, man? I mean, you've been in the league, what, 5-6 years now, going on six? How's it holding up?
It's holding up. You definitely feel the surgeries from the past still sometimes, but we're getting through it, and it definitely takes me an extra 5 minutes per year before practice. So now I'm probably at 25 minutes to get warmed up for practice.
To stretch and stuff?
Yeah, just longer and longer to get ready for practice, yeah.
Right. So we call that the Nick Nolte factor.
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yeah. It takes a little bit more out of you.
Snap, crackle, pop. Well, hey, man, it's good finally get to meet you, man.
Yeah, you too. Yes, sir.
And go Dogs, right?
Yeah, man.
Not so much for him.
No, it was tough. I mean, listen. Yeah, I give the Dogs, I give Kirby a lot of credit. They played, and you watched the game, but they played finally defensively up to their capability.
Oh, they sacked what? I mean, they finally got some pass rush.
Yeah.
And you know what we did on offense? We ran the ball.
Well, and they hadn't done it.
I was saying that all season long.
Charlie, they hadn't done that.
Get it in ETN's hands, man.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, hopefully we run the ball down these guys' throats, and you have another great game, man. Appreciate everything you're doing, brother, and good luck.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
He's got photos of Bijan in his Georgia gear.
Yep, that's right.
Absolutely. Charlie Warner here with us on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thanks again, bro.